Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows, Republic. Rooms and more, Republic. A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Anil found a blue pill on the kitchen counter and Kavita said it wasn't hers. Anil suspected it could be drugs. Kavita told Kamal about the discovery of his ecstasy pill and threatened to tell her father about his drug habit, but he reminded her that she has secrets too. Danny told Skeeter that he was grateful for assistance from the Ministry of Agriculture during the floods. As we return, Catalina is on the phone to Mala.
Mala, girl, I sit on in Maurice's office waiting on him to get here. I really hope it's not drugs and he'll find.
Catalina?
Mala, I'm going to talk to you later. Maurice just get here, right? All right, bye-bye. Hi, Maurice.
What are you doing here?
I just thought I should, pass and check on you.
You know I'm a busy man.
I hear from you in days, babes. You ain't answering my calls. And I see you reading my messages and you're not responding.
Like I said, I'm busy.
Okay.
Don't ever do this again. I can't have people just showing up at my office without an appointment.
But, Maurice, I'm not just people. I'm your woman. And you never had a problem before?
I have a problem with it now.
Wow.
You can see I'm alive and well.
Maurice, why are you acting like this? I did something wrong? Maurice?
I think it's best you go.
Maurice, why are you acting like this? I don't understand.
I don't think we should see each other anymore.
What?
Maybe I should have just responded and told you that. Avoid you showing up here. But that's it. You can keep the ring, but I don't want to continue this.
So what's
and
this?
You can see your way out.
You don't think I deserve an explanation?
I think you can figure it out.
Can you at least tell me why you're breaking up with me so suddenly?
I don't have to tell you anything, Catalina.
You're getting back with your ex-wife, Zina, right?
I wish.
Really?
Like I said, you can figure it out. Just like you didn't think you needed to tell me everything about your past. I don't need to tell you anything.
My past?
Yes?
My gosh.
So it's true.
What?
What your aunt told me.
Auntie Myrtle? Marce, you talked to Auntie Myrtle?
Imagine my surprise when she said she wanted to have lunch with me. Only to drop a bombshell on me.
What she told you, Maurice?
Oh, Catalina, enough with the pretense. You know what she told me.
Auntie Myrtle.
Imagine the shock when I learned you were a stripper. Sold your body for money. You seriously thought you should hide something like that from me?
Mips, I was going to tell you, but...
Too bad your aunt got to me first.
Look. There was a time in my life when I was desperate, Maurice. I had children to take care of, and I had to do what I had to do.
I don't care why you did what you did. You should have told me. Imagine me introducing you to my friends, and one of them knowing you are a sex worker. Maurice Vera, the fool.
Maurice, there's nothing wrong with sex work, Maurice. People have to do what they can to survive. Not everybody's a big lawyer like you.
Something so serious about your past, I needed to know. I wanted to marry you. You were going to let me marry you without ever telling me this?
I was preparing to tell you. It's just that I had to build up the courage. Look, I wasn't sure how you would react. And it turns out I was right. That you wouldn't take it well.
Darn right.
So, babes, that's it with you and me?
Yep, that's it. It was nice knowing you.
Just like that?
Close the door on the way out.
Oh, Maurice, babes. Babes, I promise I was getting ready to tell you. Auntie Margaret had no right doing this to me.
Well, she did. And I thank her for telling me the truth.
Oh, Maurice. Maurice.
Don't come near me.
Please, babes, please. Please let me explain.
Don't touch me. I said don't.
Oh, babes, I'm sorry. Maurice, I'm sorry, babes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye, Catalina.
Maurice.
Damn. Damn it, Catalina.
The Voice of Guyana has programming for anyone and everyone.
Sina, you don't think Maurice would want to continue a relationship with an ex-sex worker?
Knowing him, Miss Myrtle, I'm not sure. The biggest problem he might have is that he didn't know.
Okay. Well, I don't think he told Catalina yet what I told him, because she has not said anything to me.
How you think she can react when she finds out?
I know she will be hurt. But I had to do something. He would have hurt Catalina eventually. So, before this relationship turns into a marriage and I have to watch my niece suffer, it's better it ends now.
But Miss Myrtle, was it really your place to tell him?
I was desperate. I could see the change in Catalina. Some women just go stupid for men. I don't regret what I did. And in the long run, Catalina is going to realize I did it in her best interest.
I hope this doesn't permanently hurt your relationship.
Catalina will come to her senses eventually.
Okay.
My hope is that she finds a good man. She has to wait on God's time. How could I ever be comfortable knowing my niece was time-bundled with an abuser and a cheater?
I understand.
Even if she's upset with me for a while, she will forgive me when she realizes I did it out of love.
Auntie Martha! Auntie Martha!
She just come home, Sina. She's so upset.
I guess she knows.
All right, I will talk to you later.
Auntie Martha.
What is it, Catalina?
You had to do this to me, eh? You had to go and spoil something good I had going on in my life. You had to break up my relationship with a man who loved me and wanted to marry me, eh?
I did it out of love.
No, Auntie Martha, no. You did it out of spite. You did it because I decided I wanted to make a choice for my life.
With a man who beats and cheats on women?
Auntie Martha, I was so happy. I was happy and you took that away from me.
It would not have lasted, Catalina. Eventually, that man would revert to his old ways.
Auntie Martha, you don't know that. This is my life and you have no right meddling in it.
I have been protecting you from the time your mother died.
And I don't need you to murder me.
Okay.
You know I wouldn't allow a man to abuse me. You know I walked away from an abusive relationship with Simon. Yet you couldn't accept I knew what I was doing with Maurice and would walk away the minute he tried something funny, Auntie Myrtle.
You were acting like you had no sense, Catalina.
And I didn't ask you to think for me.
Well, if he really loved you, your past wouldn't matter to him. The fact that he has rejected you should tell you everything you need to know about it.
Just shut up! Shut up, Auntie Myrtle!
Shut up!
Catalina?
You did this for you. You did this because you couldn't stand to see me happy, Auntie Myrtle. You want me to turn into a lonely, bitter old wretch like you.
Catalina, you will respect me.
Get out of my house, Auntie Myrtle. I don't want you living here anymore.
What?
I don't care where you go. I don't care if you go back to Essequibo. I don't care where you go. Just get out of my house.
What are you trying?
You no longer have a niece. Get out of my house, Auntie Myrtle. And leave me the hell alone.
Myrtle, were you really telling me here tonight? Catalina put you out?
Goldman, you should hear how she cursed me.
This is very shocking to me. Catalina?
I can't catch myself, Dinah. I did what I did out of love. She can't see that.
Well, Doug, y'all really fall in love with Morris, for real, you know. What a thing, eh?
Is what a lie a man could do to she that she would put her own auntie out?
From the minute he found out her past, he dumped her. He never loved her. I know he only went after her because he knew it would upset his ex-wife. Why can't Catalina see that?
My father.
Look, I had some talks with him at the men's group, and my impression is that the man really trying to change. He's there at every meeting. He contributes. I mean, okay, it could all be an act, but I think he's genuine.
Yeah, I should have seen what he did to his ex-wife face only a few months ago. You're going to tell me that he had some epiphany to never beat woman again?
You never know. I mean, it happens for some people.
Well, I don't believe it. And the fact that he dumped Catalina just because he found out that she was an ex-sex worker could tell her everything she needs to know about him.
But Catalina is not the only woman that had to do sex work at some point to make ends meet. And for some women and men, that is what they do for life. Even my Rhonda did sex work for a short time. You can't judge people. It's better though than to go and thief.
Catalina never had cause to go and do that. She just wanted fast money, Dino. I raised her better than that.
It sung to me like you got the bigger problem with Catalina's past, mortal.
She should have never done that, Goldman. She had to lie to me about it because she knew I would never approve it.
I understand what you're saying, but at the time she had two children to look after.
It was her wayward attitude that led her to becoming a teenage mother with two different men. You think it's too dark I used to talk to Catalina? But no, she was too hot.
Look,
hot.
That is the past, mortal. Catalina made something of herself. You got to let go of all them feelings and appreciate how far she has come.
I do. I am happy and proud that she has made something of herself. But I was not going to sit around and let her throw her life away behind that man.
So you will stay here tonight?
If you will have me. I don't want to go and disturb Malachi and Alexis now.
All right. Me and Dinah ain't got a problem with you staying here.
Not at all.
Hopefully, when everybody pass and cool down tomorrow, you and Catalina could talk. Who need to apologize for whatever would apologize and y'all move on in love. Now is not a time to burn good bridges in your life.
I only did what I know was best for Catalina. She needs to realize that. I did it out of a heart of love.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Hello, sister. I'm Val. I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Slaps, shouts, cuffs and kicks, endless licks. I thought I would never get out. This is not what love is about. Love is respect, autonomy, and equality, not emotional, financial, and psychological cruelty. There's no excuse for abuse. Say violence against women no more. Dial 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative. Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns. And-